Il faut se battre. Continuez à vous battre. Toujours se battre pour défendre nos biens, nos terres, et nos biens qui sont à vous.
Following the rousing address to his brethren in faith at Clermont in France, Pope Urban II meticulously began preparations for the crusade into the Muslim world. He consulted with clergymen about mobilizing all available resources to attack the Muslims. Criminals, it was decreed, would be spared punishment if they joined the campaign. Possessions left behind by warriors would be protected by the church in their absence. Participants were all to march onward with the sign of the cross, and all armies were to congregate in Constantinople, which would be used as a staging post for conquest into the east. While the Pope was still busy traveling the breadth of France, mobilizing Christians for the crusade, a simpleton preacher, who was stirred by Urban's words, took the lead in the march to the Middle East. Peter the Hermit traveled barefoot, wearing coarse clothes and riding a donkey, moving from one city to another. He lived a life of abstinence, eating only a little fish and some coarse food. Yet, despite his disheveled appearance, Peter was a fiery orator whose speeches were accompanied by weeping, wailing, and heaping curses against the Muslims. He stirred the zeal of his audience and was able to attract nearly 15,000 followers amongst the poor who followed him from one region to the next with great fervor. Eventually, his followers tallied up to 80,000. Peter led a popular campaign that in time came to be known as the People's Crusade. It was, however, highly disorganized, and its participants lacked military acumen. Some have dubbed this campaign an example of the messianism of the poor, inspired by an expected mass ascension into heaven at Jerusalem. In Germany, these crusaders even massacred Jewish communities, an event known as the Rhineland Massacres. Upon arrival in Constantinople, the peasants were overwhelmed with his treasures and began pillaging the Christian city. Seeking to rid himself of their mischief, the Byzantine emperor shipped them off to fight against the Muslim Seljuk Turks that were for a long while infringing upon his territory. Peter's ramshackle army was no match for the Seljuks from the start, and the crusade quickly crumbled. The failure of this invader campaign, however, in no way spelt a return to normalcy for Muslims in the East. A far more organized campaign was soon on its way, coordinated by Pope Urban and comprised of well-trained forces and the latest weaponry. As with the People's Crusade that preceded them, the knights once again assembled in Constantinople, from where they forayed into Asia Minor and battled the Seljuk Turks. This time, however, the Turks were unable to contain the enormous force of the Crusaders, and the feebleness of resistance enabled the Crusaders to push on. Within 2 years, the great cities of Edessa and Antioch, and many other fortresses along the way, fell under the Christian flag. In the year 1099, or 492 Hijri, Jerusalem, the prize of Crusader pursuits, too came under siege. For 42 days, the holy city, which was at that stage under Fatimid Shia control, was choked. No Muslim army was at hand to thwart the scheming of the invaders or deliver the inhabitants of the city. After an initial stalemate, the arrival of European craftsmen and supplies transported to Jaffa tilted the balance in the favor of the Crusaders. They constructed two large siege engines, and on July the 15th, 1099, the city's walls were breached. The Crusaders stormed the city with a vengeance and released a pent-up energy that was satiated by a wholesale consumption of blood. There were mass beheadings in the streets of Al-Quds, with no consideration or distinguishing between the young and old, the healthy and the disabled, the men and the women. Those who escaped gathered at Masjid Al-Aqsa, hoping to be spared. The Crusaders, however, unleashed their swords in this spiritual arena too. Sources are vivid in mentioning the extent of the carnage. Horses of the Crusaders are said to have rode through the mosque knee-deep in the stream of blood. Corpses were floating, hands and legs were swimming. The soldiers could not bear the stench coming from the corpses. Infants were seized by their feet and dashed against the walls or thrown to their death. Jews were burnt alive in their synagogues.
It was very difficult for Crusaders to distinguish between local Muslim population, local Jewish population, and local Christian population, because they all looked the same. They all looked like Arabs.
When the dust settled, no less than 70,000 lay dead. Corpses were mutilated, and the dead were tossed into huge heaps. It was said that the skulls of the dead could be stacked to build walls higher than those of Jerusalem itself. When the Crusaders entered homes, they seized everything their hands fell on. Whoever was first to enter a house was to occupy and own it. Many poor Crusaders became rich overnight. Muslims and Jews were banished from Al-Quds. Salah and Adhan were seized. The Dome of the Rock was renamed Templum Domini and had a cross placed atop its iconic dome. The Qibli Musalla was renamed Templum Solomonis. Parts of the masjid were used as an ammunition depot, others as stables and pens for horses and pigs, and some areas were converted into toilets. The Shia Fatimid rulership did nothing to send reinforcements to Jerusalem, despite it being under its control. Upon victory, many Crusaders returned back to Europe. However, 300 knights and 2,000 Crusader infantry were left behind to defend Jerusalem. The first phase of the Crusades resulted in the establishment of four Crusader states in the Eastern Mediterranean: the County of Edessa, the Principality of Antioch, the Kingdom of Jerusalem, and the County of Tripoli. News concerning the fall of Al-Quds sent shockwaves throughout the Muslim world. However, the prevailing internal conflicts amongst the Muslim fiefdoms and the general state of disunity meant that it would still be a while before the Ummah would fully awake from its slumber.